You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
Yeah.
Start packing. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. NFL No Huddle. Sorry. Sports Jeopardy as well. We already did NFL No Huddle. We'll get back into the big story of the day. Top of the 1 o'clock hour. Smoke and Joe Patrick, Falcons insider, going to join us in an hour. Head of the Falcons-Lions preseason game number one tonight. Find out what he's watching for tonight as well. And then a bunch of other preseason games tonight and tomorrow and throughout the whole weekend.
Yeah, man.
So football's back.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot of games, a lot of opportunities. I don't think there's any more anticipated preseason game than the one that's going on in Charlotte tonight as Shadura gets to start.
I think it depends on maybe. I don't think any more scrutinized or whatever.
Yeah, hyped.
Over whatever.
Overhyped. I think overhyped.
Yeah. Overhyped.
Overhyped preseason game.
Like,
yes.
Foolishly talked about,
yes,
or whatever.
Just like, I mean,
I'm really excited to watch Travis Hunter play on both sides of the
and
ball.
I think the one thing that I think Bo played the sound with Davante Adams talking about it. Mm-hmm. It's like he can't play high level on both sides. Yes, he can, but it's about how they use him. Is he going to be able to play every single play, offense, defense? No, like he did in Colorado. No, that's not going to happen. And they also, I don't think he practiced in Colorado.
You know, you're right.
Yeah, like probably like you just recover, walkthroughs, and everything, get ready for Sunday, get ready for Saturday. But yeah, I think I'm excited to see. And the thing with it is, when the first drive, he's going to catch a pass. He's going to catch a pass. First drive defense will probably be out there.
They're going to target him.
They're going to target him or something like that. And so, I mean, he is a. I think he can do it because he's a special athlete. Now, do I think he can play? I mean, in an NFL football game, 120 plays maybe.
Right.
Be hard. It's gonna be hard. You know.
But who knows? And that, to me, that just is what makes it so intriguing.
Yeah.
Is how many can he play? How are they going to use him? How effective will he be early? I mean, he's just such a fun guy to watch.
Yes.
Like people fell in love with watching him play at Colorado the last couple of years. And then, yeah, obviously, I'm interested in seeing what Shadur does as well. Just because that situation is so unstable.
It
like
is.
There's no doubt that if he plays really well in this game, he's going to get more opportunities in practice and then in their next preseason games. Like, he very well could be the starter week one if he takes it over
if
the next month
it.
Or so.
I mean, yeah, but I think the one thing about it is that, you know, the trying to build in excuses for him.
Yeah.
You know, like,
is that, you think that's what kind of what it is?
I don't know. I'm saying it's on both sides. Mm-hmm. It's like you want to see him. People want, like I would say, why is it so many people that want to see him do bad so they can say, see, we told y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this the roof for the kid. The kid, the moment's not going to be too big for him.
Yeah.
Now,
well, I know why people want to see him do bad because, you know, yeah.
Because that's how they are.
Yeah.
But then you look at it, I think Carolina's playing their starters.
Okay.
Cleveland's not.
Mm-hmm.
So he's in a situation where he's going to be running for his life tonight. Guy. He's probably going to play the bulk of the game.
He's used to that.
But he's used to that. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I just hope he goes out and does well. Can he win a starting quarterback by having a good performance tonight? No. But what he can do is he can maybe mess up the plan that they had, you know, because, you know, you can all – that's how you get to where you are or whatever, move up in the depth chart. Like, there's some things that when you're watching him play, you're like, I know we've tried to keep him there, but I mean, we can't. You got to play him, you know. And I know this situation is different because Kenny Pickett would have been starting. Joe Flacco was never going to play in this game,
right?
But Kenny Pickett was, but Kenny's hurt,
right?
And then Dylan Gabriel, mm-hmm. hurt,
right?
So you got Shador. So Shador got to go out here and play.
He's the next guy on the depth chart. He's supposed to play. It's not some grand conspiracy to make him look bad.
Yeah.
And again, like I don't know, man. Like getting an opportunity to play as a fifth round draft pick in a preseason game is an opportunity to prove what you can do. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean?
That's always what it's been.
Like, this isn't, I don't know, it's not new.
But now it's, now you're in a situation where all that draft and all that, it's out the window.
Oh, yeah. You're on the team
now.
You're on the team now. And again, that's why this situation is different to me than, like, I don't know, like so many other quarterbacks playing in preseason. Like, Easton Stick is going to start the game tonight for the Atlanta Falcons. Obviously, we hope he does well, and we hope that he makes other guys look good and all of that. But, like, the Falcons season is not impacted by what Easton Stick does tonight, because if he plays in a game for the Falcons in the regular season, things are bad in the first place. That's not true about Shedeur Sanders.
No.
There's a chance he starts for the Browns at some point this year. Not because things are going to, here's the other part about it. Things are going to go bad for them. They're terrible.
They're Cleveland.
They're the Browns.
They're the Browns.
That's always like, and that's when I jump back to the very beginning of the.
Andy, their starting unit stinks.
They stink. They're not good.
I mean, Judy can play.
Of course, they have good guys on the team. I'm not trying to disrespect the professionals, but they're not a good team.
They're not. Their offensive line stinks.
Yeah, and there's a reason why their quarterback situation is what it is, and it's so unstable. That's why the guy who got drafted in the fifth round has a legitimate opportunity to be the starter at some point this season. But that's why when people are saying the dumb thing of he's being set up to fail or whatever, of course he is. Not because of how they're treating the preseason, because he plays for the Browns. Every quarterback that's been starting for the Browns for the last 20 years has been set up to fail.
They've been looking for a quarterback since...
since Bernie Kosar.
I'm trying to think. It was, they had Derek Anderson in the middle.
It was a couple years, right?
One.
There's one year.
one. They had, I mean, obviously Joe Flacco led them when Deshaun got hurt.
But again, Joe Flacco played five good games at the end of a season,
right?
Like,
he did.
And he went to the playoffs and all that kind of stuff.
Kelly Holcomb. He took over for Tim Couch.
Okay. Tim Couch.
Yeah.
One of the all-time disasters.
He got the crap kicked out of him.
He did.
I'm trying to think who got beat down more, him
or Carr?
Or Carr? Because they both took
bad.
They took damn beatings.
But again, set up to fail.
Yep.
Because you're the quarterback of the Browns.
Yes.
Not set up to fail by some grand conspiracy by the Browns to make you look bad.
Exactly, man. Yeah, what did you think about Ashton Jeanty last night? So the dude had. First of all, love the fact that he's got a little bend in his knees in his running back stand because his ass. Like, Nick Chubb used to stand straight up
he
like
looked
that.
So hilarious.
Yes.
Just that lined up in the backfield at Boise State.
Yes, he did. But, I mean, he got a couple carries last night. Didn't see nothing because they were in his damn lap every time he got the ball.
That Seahawks defense last night, again, that's not even the starters.
Yes.
Every
time he got the ball.
They were playing with their hair
in his lap. I was like,
they were.
Well, he can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a work in progress.
I liked what I saw from them because, again, they got some really talented players on that defense that didn't play last night. They got three interceptions in the first two. Personal foul penalties because everybody ran on the field. Backups, guys that were playing, third string starters, people without even pads on. Everybody's in the end zone freaking out. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I love
fun with it. Have fun with the young players, man. But tonight when you look at what Easter Stick is going to do, Easter Stick is not going to do anything to move himself up in the Falcons' depth chart.
No,
you know,
no.
Maybe a lot of these guys are not going to do. Because you mentioned when we started the show, like, these guys are playing tonight, especially on the offensive side of the ball, if they play some drawn.
That's right.
Yeah, some
drawn. That's right.
Yeah.
Like, again,
defensively,
like, even in situations in other towns where you know who the starter is, like Tanner McKee, if there was any doubt that he was the backup for the Eagles, he won it last night, right? Because they had brought in, I think DTR was there and they drafted somebody. So, like, who knows? But he won that. Like, Easton Stick is competing to be the third quarterback. Now, teams keep three now because you have break in case of emergency, which comes with a paycheck and a chance to be on the sideline. Seriously, though. Like, he's got an opportunity to be on an NFL roster for the next 17 weeks. That's awesome. Like, that's a really cool thing. And who knows? If Kirk Cousins ends up getting dealt because of some unforeseen circumstance in the preseason, then maybe he's the backup quarterback. And then you're the number two. And then you really might play.
You might.
Again, you don't want him to.
No, because
you don't want him to have to.
It's a disaster. The Eagles got a receiver wearing number 41. Yeah,
that's a deal.
We know what they think of you.
That's Byron Maxwell's old number.
They know what they think of you. Nice grab. They know what they think of you, and they put you at 41.
You sure that's not a running back just running routes?
Well, he was lined up in a
receiver. He was way out there?
Yeah,
okay.
He was lined up in a receiver position.
It is like, you know, it's like spring training in baseball.
Yeah, yeah,
if you see somebody out there with number 88 on, or 89 or whatever, that guy's probably going to be in – in Mississippi.
We know anything about you, you know, but I look forward. We talked about because I want to see Pierce. I want to see these pass rushes for the Falcons dominate.
Yep.
I want to see them flying because you're playing against backups. When you talk about the backup now, I would have loved to see them go against the first team Detroit Lions offensive line.
One of the three best offensive lines.
That would be
in football.
Now that would be a lot of fun. Watching them go against Penei Sewell.
Yeah.
That would be a lot of fun. How about Tate Ratliff? Pistol in his starting guard up there. Good for him.
Yep.
Good for him.
Yep, that's right. Now you got Taylor Decker at left tackle. Then you said Tate Ratliff at right guard, Penei Sewell at right tackle. You're not going to see any of those guys tonight.
No. You might see Tate.
Tate might play.
You'll see Tate.
Okay.
Tate
Ratliff might play.
You'll see Tate tonight.
You're going to see Dan Skipper.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Dan Skip.
You're going to see Dan. You're going to see Skip. You see Skip out there.
Okay.
You're going to see Jamarico Jones.
All right.
He'll probably be out there.
Okay.
Maybe Colby Sorsdahl.
All right, then.
But that. So what?
Hendon Hooker's a quarterback.
And Hendon Hooker's a quarterback. So if I'm James Pierce Jr., I line up across from one of those guys.
I'm going to get it.
And it's time to go get the quarterback.
Yeah.
Because he was lined up against Caleb McGarry the other day we were watching.
And we got the quarterback.
And he got in the quarterback. Got in the backfield pretty easy against the starting right tackle who just got paid.
Yes. So they need to go and go dominate, go fly around, do have some fun, do some dances.
That's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping for like a very enthusiastic West Durham call of a James Pierce Jr.
Oh, heavens. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And then we can all get too excited about it on Monday. Yeah. That's what I want. I want somebody to overhype themselves or do something that allows us to overhype them. That's what I want. I want the hype train to start, Randy. Leave the station.
Come to this thing. Well, we'll be having Flowery on Monday, so. Like,
let's
go up there, flower branch.
Let's do it.
Damn them kids.
Let's get freaky with it.
Hey, yeah, damn them kids.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All going to Falcons practice. I know they got school. Hey, cough real quick. Oh, yeah, Jimmy's not feeling well.
Calling sick. We got to go watch James Pierce practice. That's what I want.
Okay.
That's what I want. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo as well as Sports Jeopardy. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.